The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
I have a new philosophy when it comes to weeding the garden this year. If you can't beat them, eat them. I'm Amy Grisak, a garden writer and the pest patrol expert for PlantersPlace.com, and I want to give you a few ideas on the weeds in your garden that probably deserve a better place on the dinner table. Our son John was horrified when he saw guys spraying our neighbor's lawn for dandelions this spring. They're one of the first greens we eat in the springtime, and as with all kids, the yellow flowers are things to play with, not kill. Weeds can undoubtedly be problematic in the garden when they rob the desirable plants of valuable resources, but they're not all bad. No, we shouldn't let them completely take over, but we might want to give weeds their own space and a chance on the table. As always, before you consume a plant, you have to be certain of its identification. Talk to local experts to double-check before you add leaves to a salad. But once you do, enjoy your weeds instead of curse them. Here are a few examples that come to mind. Now, dandelions are one of my favorites. I'm a strong believer in these happy little flowers. I do believe my father is rolling in his grave right now as we speak, though. Before you bring out the spray bottle, consider these facts about dandelions. They have antioxidants that boost your immune system. Dandelions aid in bile production and digestive issues. They are high in vitamins A, C, and B complex, as well as a multitude of trace minerals. They contain more protein than spinach. And these are just a few of the tidbits that merely scratch the surface of their good qualities. We eat dandelions in salads, and yes, their leaves are slightly bitter. And when I was little, I made cream dandelion and wanted all my siblings to try it. As I remember, and as you might guess, it didn't go over very well. And just so you know, you can also make beer, wine, and jelly with the blossoms. Chickweed. This is one that can drive a gardener a bit crazy. It forms a mat of low-growing vegetation that seems to take off overnight. The good news is it's very yummy and very good for you. Last year I spoke with Paul Wheaton, who's the mastermind behind permies.com, and he told me of his dining experience at the herb farm in Woodinville, Washington. During this very exclusive and pricey meal, chickweed salad was on the menu. Who knew many of us have a high-powered green growing out of control in our own gardens? Besides tasting good, it's reportedly high in vitamins and minerals and is used to treat women who suffer from fibrocystic breasts, fibroids, and other female issues. It's naturally soothing to the system, too. As long as you can keep it contained to some degree, it's a valuable plant to have in the garden. Lamb's quarters. This is a relative to the strawberry spinach I allow to grow semi-wild in the garden. The plant boosts high levels of vitamin B, C, and niacin. You can eat it raw in salads or braise it with other greens. Purslane. My friend Leanna thought I was nuts when I started purslane seeds one spring. She and I battled them in her garden on numerous occasions, and we usually lost. Unfortunately, I didn't realize how good they were at the time, or I probably would have brought them home instead of tossed them into the weed pile. They have a kind of chewy leaves with a lemony flavor, so they work very well in salads. Not only do they taste good, purslane is very good for you too. It's a powerhouse of omega-3s, plus beta-carotene, so you really can't go wrong keeping it nearby in the garden. Now these are just a small handful of the weeds that are so beneficial when you take time to pick them and harvest them, just like what you do plant in the garden. So for more tips on how to battle weeds and pests, be sure to check out my blog, The Pest Patrol, on PlantersPlace.com.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at PlantersPlace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planter's Place podcast.